So we're going to check in today with Mick and Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis and see what's been going on for the deer hunters coming in, getting ready for this big weekend. And I am still getting some perch fishing reports coming out of Curtis. So let's see what Mick's got to say and what she's been carrying there in her shop for the hunters at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. Here we go.
Mick's Bait Shop, this is Mick.
Hey, Mick, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got some time for me?
Sure.
Well, it's almost here. Opening day of rifle season this Sunday, and there's still some fishermen kicking around out there. Throw me some reports from your neck of the woods. But generally speaking, I would say the majority of the population is pretty excited for this year's rifle season because the last year was kind of a bust with all the snow, huh?
Yes. Just have to go out there and see what we can find.
Are you seeing a big influx of people buying licenses? And you got stuff there, not just bait and tackle. I mean, you got hunting supplies, right?
Right, yeah. Selling a few more licenses now that it's getting closer, yes.
What are you carrying in there?
Well, we've got rifle slings, orange vests. Of course, we have our own orange hats that say mixed bait on them. We've got deer blinds, jet sleds for pulling your deer around and like that if you happen to get lucky. We do have some camping supplies and that sort of stuff for anybody that's staying out in the woods.
Okay. And do you have any, like, mighty deer licks or deer bait of any kind or
yes.
scents?
Yes. Yes, we have trace mineral blocks. We have the molasses mineral blocks, the deer apples. We have log liquor. So we've got all that stuff as well.
Sounds like a pretty decent selection. I'm assuming it's not hard to find your shop.
No, we're right at the top of the hill in Curtis. Actually, if you look out from the Tally Ho and Shipwreck Bar, just look west up the hill and you'll see the sign, and we're right there.
There you go. Tally Ho and Shipwreck. I have never, ever spent any time in those establishments.
Okay.
So what about you? Are you getting out to a deer blind?
Yes.
Nice. Are you you running any trail cameras at all? Are you hearing anybody else with trail cameras that's seeing any deer? Because we're getting good reports deer are on the move now, finally.
Rut is on, yes. Rut is finally on. So there's a few moving around. It's just a matter of going out there, finding them. And, of course, being in the right spot at the right time. So.
Sure. I am assuming just before we switch over here to talk a little fishing that you haven't heard about anybody getting any deer yet with their bow?
I have not. I haven't gotten anything with mine, but I haven't had anybody in the shop here talking about any big ones either, so.
Being pretty tight-lipped, are they?
That or they just plain haven't gotten any yet.
And we'll continue with Mick, get into the fishing that's going on right now, the perch reports, some walleye reports, including the hot color schemes and live baits. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit more about what she's carrying in the shop for the deer hunters and see what else we can find out from the Isthmus of Curtis in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.